So let's do the Igros Kodesh, the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, and this is in volume 4, and we're doing letter number 890, and this is dated, Baruch Hashem, on the 8th day of Shabbat, in the year Tav Shin Aleph in Brooklyn, and the Rebbe is addressing it to his Mechutin, Harav HaChosid, Vasuch HaChosid, Elikim Nechmanoyim, all the titles, Shneir Zalman, Sheyichya Bespalov, Sheyichya, and peace and blessing.
Now, Mechutin would be his in-laws, right?
No, Mechutin is through marriage, but sometimes it's through a distant relationship. I'm not sure exactly what the Rebbe means here, Mechutin, because it could be that he married into the Rebbe's family through marriage, maybe through the Alter Rebbe's family. I'm not sure exactly what his lineage, so that makes him a mechutin. Is anybody who is related through marriage, not like if children get married in the so they're called mechutanim. So that's the mechutin. So the Rebbe starts off peace and blessing. The Rebbe says, "I received your letter." Dated from Tuesday in the section of Va'era. Now I also received a letter the Perejitaya. This is a Russian word, I think. Not sure exactly what is Ati Perejitaya. Let me see if there's a footnote over here explaining that. Not sure exactly. He asked the one to send me. So I guess that this Shnerzam Vespalov, he asked this fellow to send the Rebbe that package or that writing over there. And the Rebbe says that after I look into it, I will return it to you as you write in your letter. He says the letter about the release of the Alter Rebbe from prison, I guess, has also been printed in Beis Rebbe. That's a book which discusses the history a little bit in Beis Rebbe. But that was from a copy and it is incorrect. It could be that in this package that the person sent him was the maybe some documentation, some of the history over there. The Rebbe says, I am enclosing here a booklet which includes the discourses, the Maimorim of Hishtatchus. Those are when you go to pray to the Ohel or to Rebbe's special Maimorim, which were authored by the great genius and Tzadik Chassid of Hillel Parich. I also sent you in a separate package the Sefer that includes the discourses of the year 627, Tofresh Chazayin, that has just recently been published based on the instruction of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, Harina Kapodes Mishkove, before his passing. The Rebbe says, when I spoke with the Chosid, Shmuel Sheyichya Levitin, about the Maimorim of the Rebbe Rashab Nishmosa Eden, so he pointed out to me that the fact that in the index that has been organized and printed by me, the Maimorim did not include those Maimorim that he heard by himself, which is in the year Tofresh Nun Tes, the Kiyish Olcho, opening up, and from Pesach V'Yon of Achoshech, and Shvi'ish Pesach Hoyd L'Hashem Kiru V'Shmoi, Zimna Achad Yitzchak Chabul Mitra, Im Leibris Yom V'Loyla, V'Yish Kimaret Reishoi. These were all my Morim, which were between Pesach and Shavuos. These are just the opening Morim. And then the Maimer, which begins with Tzumar Menechem, Shabchim Shalayim Sashem, Os Tismach, Besula B'mochel, which was the Shabbos before my sister-in-law, the Rebbe Tzelchana, was born. Over there was V'Hashem Berech Savarim Bakoil. And Ostismach Besula B'mochel, which were both on the day that she was born. So this is from the year Tovrish Tes. The year Tovrish Samach, Chodesh Hazeh, Parshas HaChodesh, Rifus Tilo Sherecho, Parshas Emer, Rifus Tilo Sherecho, Lagboimer, Gadol Shetoresh Nisunasen Eschaim. So what happens is, he related to the Rebbe all the various different memorim, all the difference that he himself heard, and the Rebbe didn't put it into the index over there when he had the index of all the various different discourses that were said at that time. So that's it. So, and he told me, the Rebbe says, that you were also in Lubavitch at the time. So these were things in the city of Lubavitch when the Rebbe Rashab gave over these talks. So I'm asking you, do you remember that these Maimorim were in those mentioned times above? And I appreciate very much, Rabbi says, if you can respond to this and let me know if this is correct. And perhaps Rabbi says, maybe you remember further Maimorim of the Rebbe Rashab that have not been included in that index. I'm confident, I'm sure that you have the index itself, and if not, please let me know. I'm going to send it to you. And the Rebbe ends with a blessing and greetings to his cousin. And that means, because that was his wife, that's his wife. That was the Rebbe's, it doesn't say cousin specifically, it's relative. So he was a mechutin because through marriage, I guess, and his wife.
Rebbe's wife. Have a sister named Chana.
Yeah, that was Rebbe's wife. Yeah,
so that's
that was the older. No, but this is that. That's the Rebbe said separately when he was discussing when certain Maimonim were said. But this is the Shner Zalman Bes Palov. He married a relative of the Rebbe or the Rebbe. I'm not sure.
Well, they were related.
Anyway, they were related. Yeah.
When Chana was born.
Yeah, Chana was the one that died. Yeah. She's the one that came here?
Was that the one that came here? She came here. The Rebbe Tzvi Shem passed away. Okay. Yeah.